Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose Colombo.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Listen up because there's new information coming out every single day. And it's important that you get as much information as possible. And everyone can't read everything, including me, and do research and do their homework when you have children and responsibilities. So I do my best to keep up with it and to inform my listeners of what is actually happening. And is it time? Is it time to admit that the experiment on humanity in the USA and worldwide, using human beings, babies, children, teenagers, young and old, as human lab rats for this worldwide human experiment on human beings, using human beings for property and chattel and enslavement into servitude for Big Pharma and all the investors for profit, human collateral and human commodities for their profitability. Well, let's take a look at what's actually happening most recently. Time to admit failure. Leading immunologist tells Israel's Ministry of Health. And this is on the Defender, Children's Health Defense News. And this was written January 13, 2022. In an open letter to Israel's Ministry of Health, Professor Ehud Kimran, head of the Department of Microbiology and Immunology at Tel Aviv University, wrote, "When the destructive concepts collapse one by one, there is nothing left but to tell the experts who led the management of the pandemic, 'We told you so.'" And that's the quote. And this article is by Dr. David Charbonneau, PhD. Professor Ehud Kimron, and that's Ehud Kimron, head of the Department of Microbiology and Immunology at Tel Aviv University, and one of Israel's leading immunologists last week, called the Israeli government's mismanagement of the pandemic. In an open letter to Israel's Ministry of Health, Kimron wrote, quote, "2 years late, you finally realize that a respiratory virus cannot be defeated and that any such attempt is doomed to fail. You do not admit it because you've admitted almost no mistake in the last 2 years. But in retrospect, it is clear that you have failed miserably in almost all of your actions, and even the media is already having a hard time covering up your shame." That is a powerful quote. In his detailed and critical letter, Kimron charged the government ignored established epidemiological science on infections and natural immunity. So I hope Dr. Fauci is reading this article. And denied evidence regarding the failure of vaccination and testing. Failed to set up reliable protocols for reporting side effects and engaged in useless lockdowns that destroyed the education of our children and their future. Much of the letter is devoted to blasting the government's failure to consult or follow the recommendations of the most qualified scientists in the field. Instead, colluding with Pfizer to publish non-objective articles together with senior Pfizer executives on the effectiveness and safety of vaccines. And we all know that Bill and Melinda Gates have been promoting a biochemical weapon for a very long time, that a biochemical virus was coming to America and the world, and that everyone needed to be vaccinated on the planet, and that there could be 10% or 15% of the population who died, and also in other interviews, 10 million or 30 million or 2 billion who could die, but it was for the good of others to sustain the planet. These New World Order billionaires and multimillionaires who belong to the New World Order, many in our government apparently and in public service, and who are very wealthy in Canada and the EU and the UK, Australia and China and so forth, believe there are too many people on the planet and it is unsustainable. So they intend to do something about it. Kimron contrasted the destructive policies of Israel, policies mirrored in the U.S., with the same policies of some other countries. He concluded there is currently no medical emergency. Medical emergency. Yet we were locked down for an entire year by public servants who, in my opinion, have no constitutional authority, in America at least, to take Americans hostage and their children and lock them down indefinitely in their home, isolate their parents and grandparents or loved ones who are in hospitals and nursing homes, and if they die, they cannot touch or see or be near their loved ones. They die alone, can't say goodbye. How much more cruel and inhumane are these people involved with this obsession of an experiment on humanity going to be allowed to continue in these crimes against humanity? Because isolation of the elderly in America is elder abuse, and isolating children in America is child abuse on our law books in the United States of America. And which constitutional authority did they apply to lock down 339 million Americans and take us hostage, deny us all of our constitutional liberties, freedoms, rights, and sovereignty, deny us the right to worship God, to pray, to chant, to sing, to access our churches, synagogues, temples, wherever people worship, as a crime. Giving tickets to people who park in our Christian church parking lots, good American workers who pay the taxes for all of these people, pay their taxpayer-funded wages, who are destroying the lives of the American people and people around the world with these protocols, but which constitutional authority were any of them applying that allowed them to deny all constitutional rights, freedoms, and liberties, sovereignty, the right to worship God, pray to God, sing and chant, and be with their fellow believers, and use the police force and the sheriffs to arrest good, God-fearing, God-loving, free people in the United States of America, and especially those who are healthy, COVID-free, and have a strong immune system and have no symptoms and aren't sick. That in the past, until 2019, was called a healthy person. And the healthy people went to work, and the people who had the flu or a cold or pneumonia or COPD or asthma or some other respiratory ailment stayed home and isolated in their bedrooms until they got well. Everybody knows it. Everybody's done it. And that's the way it's been for 245 years until 2019. The article goes on to say, Ministry of Health, it's time to admit failure. In the end, the truth will always be revealed. And the truth about the coronavirus policy is beginning to be revealed. When the destructive concepts collapse one by one, there is nothing left but to tell the experts who led the management of the pandemic, we told you so. So it also goes on to say that 2 years late, you finally realize that a respiratory virus cannot be defeated, that any such attempt is doomed to fail. You do not admit it, because you have admitted almost no mistake in the last 2 years. But in retrospect, it is clear that you failed miserably in almost all of your actions, and even the media is already having a hard time covering your shame. I wanted to repeat that. I think it is very important. Refuse to admit that the infection comes in waves that fade by themselves, despite years of observations and scientific knowledge. You insisted on attributing every decline of a wave slowly to your actions, and so through false propaganda, you overcame the plague, and again you defeated it, and again and again and again. You refuse to admit that mass testing is ineffective, despite your own contingency plan explicitly stating so. Pandemic Influenza Health System Preparedness Plan, 2007, page 26. You refuse to admit that recovery is more protective than a vaccine, despite previous knowledge and observations showing that non-recovered vaccinated people are more likely to be infected than recovered people. You refuse to admit that the vaccinated are contagious, despite the observations. Based on this, you hope to achieve herd immunity by vaccination, and you failed in that as well. You insisted on ignoring the fact that the disease is dozens of times more dangerous for risk groups and older adults than for young people who are not in risk groups, despite the knowledge that came from China as early as 2020. You refused to adopt the Barrington Declaration, signed by more than 60,000 scientists and medical professionals or other common sense programs. You choose to ridicule, slander, distort, and discredit them. Instead of the right programs and people, you have chosen professionals who lack relevant training for pandemic management. Physicists as chief government advisors, veterinarians, security officers, media personnel, And Bill and Melinda Gates, I'm adding, who have been on television and social media for years promoting a biochemical virus coming to the world, and everyone needs to be vaccinated. And he said, you have no choice, and that they will plunge a genetically engineered organism into every child's arm. That was Bill Gates' words. You have no setup, an effective system for reporting side effects from the vaccines, and reports on side effects have even been deleted from your Facebook page. Doctors avoid linking side effects to the vaccine, lest you persecute them as you did with some of their colleagues. Well, that explains why when one of my loved ones had two Pfizer jabs, went into a coma, and then ended up in ICU with profuse bleeding around her brain, and she wasn't expected to live that night, but for some reason, God saved her life. And then she ended up in a nursing home, and that's where she's had to stay ever since, when she used to be a happy grandmother and great-grandmother who looked forward to going and getting her nails and her hair done every Thursday, and then going to church every Sunday and meeting with her friends after and having lunch, and every Monday going with her friends to bingo. And she had golfed all of her life, and she had been politically active all of her life. And now, because of the situation where after the two jabs, she landed in a nursing home until she passes, because she can never go home again, and she gets more confused now. And she can no longer walk. She has to be in a wheelchair, where she was walking prior to that incident. So I went to the hospital and I asked them if they had recorded the two Pfizer jabs. And they said, no. And I said, well, I think it's important if you're supposed to be keeping track of this experiment on humanity, and you're jabbing people with unknown materials, because Pfizer has a, according to the whistleblower, trade secret formula, so no one knows what's being injected into their bodies. And the mRNA, according to doctors, is another experiment that's never been used on humans and allegedly can alter the genes. So I think it's important, since this is an experiment, that you record that information. And I said, did you report it? Are you going to report it to theirs? And he said, I don't know. I'll have to ask my boss. So I said, don't worry about it. I will report it. And I did. So how many people, is my point, have been in this situation and been jabbed after 2021, ended up in the emergency or ICU and seriously injured, who were healthy people, and then seriously injured or died, and the hospitals or the nursing homes did not report those jabs to theirs and the injuries or the deaths. So there has to be more than just those that they're reporting either were injured or died. And the FDA and Dr. Fauci and CDC and WHO have a long list from a workshop of 2020, an FDA workshop 2020 list of the potential serious adverse side effects to individuals potential after they are jabbed. And it's a long list of things such as health issues, such as brain injury, strokes, heart inflammation, heart attacks, Guillain-Barre syndrome, Kawasaki injury, and paralysis, very serious direct adverse side effects. And they didn't disclose that to the American people, to my knowledge. The American people believe the liberal media talk show hosts and their parroting of what Bill Gates and Melinda Gates and all of those who fund and buy up airtime on MSM, BBC, the radio, in retail stores, where we're bombarded with this indoctrination and propaganda and social media giants stating, get vaccinated, get vaccinated, get vaccinated, get vaccinated, protect yourself, get vaccinated. Well, the problem with that is they're not licensed vaccines, but they are misleading the public by saying get vaccinated to believing that they are licensed, safe, and effective and approved vaccines, because they weren't honest and didn't disclose the truth, and they aren't reporting the truth and not stating that these are FDA emergency authorized experimental and trial injections, and these are the direct adverse potential direct adverse health effects, and that includes the potential for death. And they are not reviewing the health records of each individual to know if those people are allergic or had allergic reactions in the past or have a pacemaker or some other medications in their bodies, or cancer, or some other disease that weakens the immune system and may interact with other prescription drugs. And they aren't asking any questions. They just want to throw everyone into one big pot and tell you, get vaccinated, get vaccinated, get vaccinated, and then give the people a certificate to hang on the door that says, I am fully vaccinated, like an award. So people think they are totally protected by a licensed vaccine that is preventing the COVID disease, when there are no guarantees that they won't get COVID, they won't die, or they won't have an allergic reaction or a temporary or permanent direct adverse health effect. Person ends up having, who's a healthy person, and ends up being disabled for life. That means they can't work and make a living. That means that if they have family, someone in the family will have to become a caregiver, because most people cannot afford a caregiver, especially full-time. And that means they may have to shower them, change them, wash their clothes, their bedding, feed them, or they may have to pay for a funeral. Congress and the DHHS granted 100% immunity to Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, J&J, and they have no liability for any human collateral for any person, baby, child, teenager, young or old person who is seriously and permanently injured or who dies from these experimental and trial injections. So the medical expenses are the responsibility of the victims. Well, Pfizer and Moderna, BioNTech, are raking in billions and billions of dollars from the injections. And the United States of America signed a contract with Pfizer, so we're paying for our own injuries and demise, and we have no insurance policy that we can file lawsuits for the injuries and deaths caused by Big Pharma and the government who is involved with encouraging people to be human lab rats for Big Pharma, because many of them are invested in Big Pharma and making big profits. So this article goes on to say, irreversible damage to trust. However, from the heights of your hubris, you have also ignored the fact that in the end, the truth will be revealed, and it begins to be revealed. The truth is that you have brought the public's trust in you to an unprecedented low, and you have eroded your status as a source of authority. Well, what's happened is that people such as myself, who have been a researcher for many years and a writer, published writer, award-winning author, who is a consumer advocate for justice for 30 years, who reads the laws and studies the laws and reads a lot. And there's many, many, many people who are not only from the past who are researchers and use critical thinking and question anything that's going to be injected into their body or ingested into their body when it comes to drugs and nanoparticles and metals, maybe an RFID chip, graphene poisonous oxide, ethylene poisonous oxide, bromides, phosphates, chemicals, unknown materials. So which would be the secret trade secret formula. Want to know, what are you injecting into everyone's bodies? People have a right to know. To me, in my opinion, as a longtime consumer advocate for justice, that is gross negligence. So there are millions of people now who are becoming researchers on this particular issue because they're finding out that someone they know or in their family or a friend is telling them what happened to someone they know or in their family that had a adverse reaction and is permanently injured, who was once a healthy, young, middle-aged, or older person, or died, which is irreversible. Life is short. No one needs to have their life shortened, and no one who's healthy needs to be disabled. You have destroyed the education of our children and their future. You made children feel guilty, scared, smoke, drink, get addicted, drop out of school, quarrel, as school principals around the country attest, including, I want to mention, special needs kids who I read they were forcing to be injected. How frightening is that to a child who has special needs? This is more like crimes against humanity, child abuse, and elder abuse. than it is about healthcare, because coercion and stress and threats are against the law in America, and they create emotional, physical, and financial distress, and that causes duress. And when people are under duress and they comply with a mandate that if you do not comply with our mandate to be jabbed as a human lab rat with this experimental injection with unknown consequences to your body or your children, then we are going to fire you from your job. We are going to deny you a livelihood and an income. You will never travel. You will never be able to buy and sell. We will deny you the right to go into a grocery store and buy groceries, or go into a retail store and shop and buy clothing. You will be a prisoner of the government and the healthcare system, the CDC, the WHO, the DHHS, the Surgeon General, and the NIH director, and Big Pharma. And you will do as they tell you to do, and we will tell you what you can and cannot do, and what you can and cannot be, and where you can and cannot go, and what you can and cannot eat, or where you can and cannot live. And we will require that you carry this Gates ID 2020 vaccine passport that equates to the China Merit app that rates you like a credit card, and the government spies and tracks and traces you and determines whether you will have any freedom, liberty, rights, or you will be a isolated, discriminated against, non-human. How is that healthcare? Because that's what they're doing. How does all this equate to healthcare? The truth is that you have burned hundreds of billions of shekels to no avail for publishing intimidation, for ineffective tests, for destructive lockdowns, and for disrupting the routine of life in the last 2 years. Well, you know, people aren't laughing anymore. They're shooting each other. They're looting, they're burning down buildings, they're burning down businesses, they're destroying jobs. They set two law enforcers on fire that I saw on video during the Black Lives Matter and Antifa gone wild in America, looting the stores they burned down. Why go to work when you can just break into a retail store and take whatever you want, even though it's not yours and you didn't pay for it, and you have no fear because the people who are billionaires are not going to let you go to jail for your crimes. And you're out in the streets hurting while they have all the honest, law-abiding, hard-working Americans who work for whatever they buy or whatever products they want, locked down in their homes and being terrorized by criminals who are carrying weapons. And yet the same government who opens the borders to gun traffickers, drug traffickers from China with fentanyl, spies coming from different countries, coming through our borders, traffickers of children and young females, organ harvesters, cartels, gangs, jihadists, terrorists, you name it, coming through our borders and tying the hands of Border Patrol and sheriffs and police who are hired by us, the people, we the people who are the government, which the elected officials have forgotten that we the people are the government, and they swore to uphold the United States Constitution, defend it, protect it, preserve it. and protect the safety and health and welfare of every American and the sovereignty of this great nation, and they're doing none of it. Absolutely none of it. They're protecting the Muslims who are radicalized, not all Muslims, but Muslims who are radicalized and jihadists and terrorists. They are protecting the illegals, gang members, cartels. They are protecting the traffickers. They are protecting felons because sheriffs and police recognize some of these people who have committed crimes in America. And they are violating legal immigration laws. They are violating legal citizenship laws. They are violating legal voting rights by legal Americans who are the only ones who have a right to vote in America. They are violating the legal vetting laws. And they are violating the laws of each state by creating sanctuary cities and aiding and abetting and harboring illegals in the USA, while funding them as well and handing them driver's licenses at taxpayers' of the legal, lawful, natural-born Americans. This is our homeland. We are not a country of immigrants, as the Democrats keep stating, which is propaganda. When the United States Constitution was created and approved and signed by our framers and approved by the American people, on that moment, we became the United States of America of natural-born Americans. And we granted, under our supreme laws, the right for immigrants to come to America legally, applying legally to enter the United States and legally apply for a temporary visa or apply for citizenship legally. Every country in the world does it. Every country. You cannot walk across the borders of China or you'll get shot or thrown into a hellhole and probably tortured. Or North Korea, like that young American who was tortured and then they sent him here to finish passing away. In the USA, where he was born. And his parents had to suffer through that horrible situation. You cannot walk across borders of any other country without being arrested, except in America. And the only people that were locked down were the natural-born and legal, loyal, naturalized Americans. The only people who need a driver's to have their driver's license vetted, if they're going to travel or go into a public building or whatever else they're demanding now, a driver's license, you need a passport, you need a iris scan, you need facial recognition, you need to take your shoes off, your belt, your scarves, and your clothing, and get naked x-rayed, and who knows what they do with those naked x-rays by some strangers they hired, and what for? What's the point when they allow criminals, not all are criminals, but a great majority are their young, healthy criminals coming across our borders illegal from various countries around the world who many are anti-American countries. And many have admitted who Obama and Hillary Clinton secretly flew into our country every night for 8 years and had DHSS taxpayer-funded buses and taxpayer-funded employees, scattering them around our cities. Unidentified foreigners who were radicalized from foreign enemy nations. And then we were ordered we were not to say anything that would offend them, or we, the people on American soil, born here, innate to our soil, will be in trouble with the new laws that Obama set out when he stated this is no longer a Christian nation, this is a Muslim nation. And then they allowed them to set up training camps in no-go zones around the country, using at least $20 million of our taxes with intent of bringing 5 million unidentified radicals into the USA, using our taxes. How constitutional was that, I ask you? And then they start chanting on our sidewalks, death to America and death to Israel. Well, maybe this is the agenda, death to America and death to Israel. There's more than one type of shot. You can get shot by a gun, or you can get shot by a chemical-laden needle. And we don't know what's in those chemicals, because we don't know what the trade secret formula is in Pfizer, and they wanted 75 years to tell us what they're injecting into millions of people. If it's nothing that's harmful, why would they want 75 years to reveal what's in a trade secret formula? Someone should ask them. The economy you ruined, the unemployed you caused, and the children whose education you destroyed, they are the surplus victims as a result of your own actions only. Now, there are whole families that died after 2021 when the jabs rolled out, and they were, I've had two different people tell me about two different families who the whole family were being the good citizens, and the whole family was jabbed, and with the two injections, with these experimental and trial injections, and both families, the whole families, they died, all of them. Now, if nobody finds this frightening, maybe I'm just an oddball. I find it extremely frightening to hear these stories and see the victims on video who can't control their bodies after they've been jabbed. Or like my family member who ends up with profuse bleeding around her brain. And my friend's dad who died. He had a weak heart, and they went ahead and jabbed him anyway, and he died. All these people who are dying after 2021 and are being good citizens and getting jabbed, or they are under duress and fear they're going to lose their jobs or their education, or their children can't go to school, and now they're so far behind they need to get to school and socialize with their friends, instead of getting involved in drugs and alcohol and becoming so depressed that they will commit suicide. How is all this health care? I want to know, how is all of this health care? How is it healthy for anybody? There is currently no medical emergency, but you have been cultivating such a condition for 2 years now because of lust for power, budgets, and control, and the potential for depopulation. Bill Gates stated clearly that everyone must be vaccinated on the planet. You have no choice. And Dr. Fauci stated there will be surprises coming when President Trump takes office. And then after that, he stated there will be more surprises, more variants coming. And that the end goal is that eventually everyone will need 2 vaccinations, he said, twice a year. That is called a built-in customer base. Just like at the airports, Obama funded Michael Chertoff and his OSI neck and x-ray machines into the airports, which is humiliating. Either way, you get patted down intrusively, or you get your DNA taken and your hair strand, and you get naked x-rayed, and you have to get redressed again. And the radiation can cause cataracts. It can stunt the growth of little children. It sets off the free radicals that start destroying your good, healthy cells. It's irreversible, according to doctors and the medical books. I was in the beauty industry. We studied this. Causes aging, and it can cause cancer and death, and there are no safe levels of radiation. That's why you can only stay in the sun so long, or you'll get burned. Your skin will burn. And that's damaging to your skin. So you want to stay in the sun maybe 15 or 20 minutes because that's healthy. You're getting your vitamin D3. God's sending you vitamin D3. You want to be in the fresh air. You want to utilize your nose and your mouth to take deep breaths and get the oxygen to your lungs, into the cells, into your heart, your brain, your organs, because that's what keeps you healthy and alive. When you have a flu, or any respiratory illness, and you're wearing 1, 2, or 3 masks and a plastic shield, and Fauci even wanted you to wear goggles at one time. Are they laughing at us or what? They think we're this stupid? I think so. And then if you're having a stroke or a heart attack or breathing issues, how are you supposed to breathe with 3 masks on your face and a plastic shield? How are you supposed to get oxygen to the brain and to the heart and to the lungs and to the cells? How is coughing into mask and sneezing and maybe phlegm and sweat healthy for the skin and for the body, and where it cuts off oxygen and you start to feel lightheaded in a store, or like you're going to faint, or you feel anxious and you can't wait to get out of there and rip off that mask because you can't breathe? How is that healthy? How is it healthy when the Dental Association tells you that those masks worn long-term diminishes saliva, and you need saliva to keep your gums and your teeth healthy to prevent cavities and bacteria in the mouth, and that you can lose your teeth because they can rot, and you can get gum disease, and you could die. And it causes bad breath and dry mouth. How is sticking a swab up your nose made in China with ethylene oxide, when ethylene oxide is labeled as a poison by the FDA that can affect the lungs and the breathing, and it states on the labels, the FDA labels, that if you swallow or you breathe it in, to call 911. So, let's see. It says, the only emergency now is that you still set policies and hold huge budgets for propaganda and psychological engineering instead of directing them to strengthen the healthcare system and strengthen the immune system and promote natural immunity and promote vitamins that protect the immune system and the safe FDA-approved HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, and ivermectin instead of taking it off the protocols at the hospitals and the nursing homes and putting remesivir as the key for doctors to use, knowing it has adverse side effects, which ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine do not. So what is the bottom game plan? Rose asks, but Professor Yudi Kimron, Faculty of Medicine, Tel Aviv University, says this emergency must stop. And moving on, Valkyrie remdesivir is by Gilead. And Valkyrie remdesivir, which they use when patients are in the hospital now, because that's what CDC and WHO and Dr. Fauci, the director of NIH, use for their protocols when they took off hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, which was FDA approved as safe and effective. And hydroxychloroquine has been around for about 70 years. It was even sold over the counter, it's so safe. And it was called a miracle drug, which was recorded in a journal by Dr. Fauci and the MSM debunked that as false information. That is stunning. Contraindication. Valkyrie remdesivir is contraindicated in patients with a history of clinically significant hypersensitivity reactions to Veklury or any of its components. Hypersensitivity, including infusion-related and anaphylactic reactions. And how many people have we seen jabbed or heard of or seen on the news or video who got jabbed and then just fell over? Hypersensitivity, including infusion-related and anaphylactic reactions, has been observed during the following administration of Veklury. Monitor patients under close medical supervision for hypersensitivity reactions during and following administration of Veklury remdesivir. Symptoms may include hypotension, hypertension, tachycardia, bradycardia, hypoxia, fever, dyspnea, wheezing, angioedema, rash, nausea, diaphoresis, shivering, slower infusion rates, maximum infusion times 120 minutes can potentially prevent these reactions. But if a severe infusion-related hypersensitivity reaction occurs, immediately discontinue Veklury remdesivir and initiate appropriate treatment. See contraindications. And it goes on, and you can find this on VeklurHCP.com, Veklury remdesivir by Gilead. And I want to go over to, hold on a second. Fauci emails how top public officials spun tangled web of lies around COVID treatments. You can find this on the Defender. And I'll just briefly tell you that in early 2020, there was a lot of chatter about where the virus later named SARS-CoV-2 actually came from. In an excellent detailed article written earlier this month for the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientist, former New York Times science writer Nicholas Wade described how two short pieces published in March 2020, one in The Lancet and one in Nature Medicine, determined how this chatter would be channeled to the public. These two extraordinary influential pieces, each published under the heading Correspondence, were parroted by mainstream media for a year. Both were painfully intended to shut down any discussion of the possibility that the virus originated in a lab. You can listen to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and on this site, The Defender, Children's Health Defense News and Views. As I read both The Lancet and Nature papers in March 2020, it became immediately apparent each was designed as propaganda too. Neither was based on science. I was so intrigued by these articles, searched the web to better understand them. That's when I discovered Francis Collins, director of the National Institute of Health, who had blogged on March 26, 2020, about the Nature article, suggesting the article should put an end to conspiracy theories about the lab origin. Collins wrote, quote, "Either way, this study leaves little room to refute a natural origin for COVID-19. And that's a good thing because it helps us keep focused on what really matters, observing good hygiene, practicing social distances, and supporting the efforts of all the dedicated healthcare professionals and researchers who are working so hard to address this major public health challenge. I wondered why five otherwise credible scientists would sign their names to the Nature article, and why Collins would endorse the article's conclusion when the arguments made in the paper were nonsensical, in my opinion. I eventually concluded the authors had been put up to writing the paper by a hidden hand. How had I reached that conclusion even before Dr. Anthony Fauci's emails were uncovered on Wednesday? Months ago, in another email drop, obtained by U.S. Right to Know, we learned Peter Daszak, CEO of the nonprofit Echo Health Alliance, was the primary but hidden author of the Lancet article. Daszak was also the primary beneficiary of the article's conclusion that the virus evolved in nature, as his organization has been used as a pass-through to send money from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, headed by Fauci, to the Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China. Some might consider this method of giving out grants as a fancy way of money laundering. Daszak, like Fauci, earned more than $400,000 a year. He was also a member of the World Health Organization, WHO, COVID Origins investigative team, and had been selected as the head of the Lancet COVID Origins investigative team, which appears now to be dead in the water. The WHO and the Lancet thus seem to be co-conspirators, choosing the fox, Daszak, to guard the hen house, the theory that COVID evolved in nature. And Daszak is linked to Bill and Melinda Gates, the Gavi, and Klaus Schwab, and Obama, and Dr. Fauci, CDC director, WHO director, DHHS, Big Pharma, etc. And these same people are in support of Planned Parenthood, which is a depopulation program to depopulate sovereign nations of babies so that they don't grow up to be leaders in their country that would preserve, protect, defend their laws and their sovereignty, their culture, their civilization, and each country, and continue to procreate in their country for generational sovereignty and generational protection of each nation, because these people here who are very wealthy are globalists. And you can't be globalist if you have sovereign nations. So the only way to rid the world of sovereign nations is through depopulation. And that would mean depopulating babies through abortion pills, through putting Planned Parent clinics around the world, which is in Obamacare, that mandate that the American taxpayers pick up the tab worldwide to abort babies in especially third world nations such as Africa and India, where the populations are over, where they're overpopulated in those countries. And so this is part of the same-sex agenda, transhuman agendas, and indoctrinating little children through public schools and colleges to choose these sexual preferences by confusing them about their gender and using doctors who are greedy into allowing children, minor children, to decide if they want to change their gender from a boy to a girl or a girl to a boy. These are all depopulation programs. Wars are depopulation programs. So the wars are over, so they don't want to nuke us. They just want to take us over and steal the land, the water, the clean air, and the environment, the minerals, the copper, the money, the wealth, the redistribution of wealth. That is what they seek. And they seek also immortality and creating robotoids, humanoids, transhumans, and same-sex. And transhumans are neither male or female, and they do not procreate. So that's how part of the plan is to reduce the population, and it appears to be that these direct adverse health effects and these experimental and trial injections may be a part of this program. And so we need to do research, share information, and do our own homework and come to our own conclusions to save the children and sovereign nations around the world, or there won't be any sovereign nations around the world. And one other thing I wanted to mention is that there is a new article out, and it's you can read it at Gateway Pundit. And it says, bombshell, Veritas documents reveal DC bureaucrats had evidence ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, HCQ, were effective in treating COVID, but hid this information from the public. So that's why I say we've got to keep sharing information and doing research and coming to our own conclusions in order to save the children, save our families and our fellow Americans and our family around the world who are looking up to America to be the example of freedom, liberty, rights, speaking up, speaking out, and telling the truth, even though there may be consequences to many people who have already passed away earlier than they were supposed to pass away, who did share information and suddenly are no longer with us. So on that happy note, I'm going to say God bless you. God bless America, our first responders, our police, our sheriffs, our Border Patrol, our ICE, and don't defund the police. Fund the police, fund the sheriffs, fund the Border Patrol, fund ICE. and just ask God to place his hand on America and the world and intervene and help us to restore our republic, our great republic, our U.S. Constitution, our U.S. flag, keep it waving, and keep singing the national anthem, saying the Pledge of Allegiance, saying the Our Father, say a few Hail Marys, too, and ask God for forgiveness and repentance and grace, and watch miracles happen. Remember, injustices can happen to you, and they can happen to me, and by the way, they have, and along with many, many people, but you can't give up. Remember, you're never alone when you listen to Columbo Chronicles. And live, it's every Wednesday from 12 to 1 p.m. On blogtalkradio.com/Columbo Chronicles. Read my blogs at Rose for Justice. That's the number 4, roseforjustice.com. Watch for my new book coming out soon, 2022, Obamasaurus, on redistribution of wealth and depopulation. And also, nothing said on Columbo Chronicles or on my blog site, Roads for Justice, is intended to be legal, medical, financial, or political advice, but a dissemination of information for educational and entertainment purposes only. And on that note, I want to say good night, God bless, and stay happy and laugh as much as you can, because laughter is a gift from God and it does help keep you happy, healthy, believe it or not.
Rose Columbo is signing off and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Columbo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Columbo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Columbo Chronicles.